It's exactly 2 months since rioting broke out in North London. The trouble spread across the capital and then to other cities in England. Since then, more than 3,000 people have been arrested, 1,800 charged, 455 sentenced. But police have told Newsbeat they're still looking for thousands of other people who may have been involved, and it's going to take months just to get through the CCTV footage. Jim Taylor's been with officers in Wolverhampton.
It's 7:15 in the morning.
Good morning, Your Honour.
A 19-year-old's been woken up,
detained at the moment for purpose of search,
and led away to be questioned suspected of looting back in August.
Can I just put your bottoms on?
Chap, bring your hands up like that for us.
Certainly, he didn't expect us to arrive this morning. God knows what time he was going to get up.
These new arrests are based on CCTV from the riots. In London, where the worst trouble took place, police still have to watch 100,000 hours of footage, so they can't put a figure on how many suspects might still be out there. In Manchester, only a third of those thought to have been involved have been arrested. And here, West Midlands police have released 250 photos of people that they still need to talk to. There are many more to come. We've been given access to this place, the CCTV analysis room in Birmingham. About 10 people working full-time watching riot footage over and over again.
I'm Nick Chapman and I'm CCTV technician. You've seen the window go through there, and as you can see, they're covering themselves up and they're entering the shop.
He thinks it could take a year to watch it all. Some is from media organisations like the BBC. They've handed over footage not shown on TV after police got a court order.
We're talking of a person here having to view one in for perhaps 2-3 days to get all of the information out of that. It is work that needs a great deal of focus.
Back in Wolverhampton, things don't always go to plan.
Police!
We're at the second house now. It's a few miles away on the other side of town. Police knocked on the door, but there was no answer, so they've smashed the door in. They've gone inside now to see who's in there.
Hello, you're right. Is it just you or is it?
But the guy they're after moved out a month ago. Now, Shivanti lives here.
I was sleeping because I have a job today at 2 o'clock. Someone was banging the doors, so I was really a bit shocked.
The suspect was tracked down at another address, and the door was fixed.
No angry feelings towards the police then?
No, they're doing the duty in the proper way. That's fine.
Detective Inspector Paul Drover. We're not going to get absolutely everybody, but we're going to have a good chance of getting the majority of people. I wouldn't be too comfortable if I was out there at the moment and I'd done something wrong.
And you can see our video of those raids if you head to the Radio 1 homepage now. We've just put it up on the live feed.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.